The Wake Up Call continues from 1300 WTLS 106.5 FM. Log on and watch us on Tallahassee Times TV, live from the studio every weekday morning, TallahasseeTV.com.
And now the interview we've all been waiting for.
Yes, we've got the man who took the plunge. He jumped from Benjamin Fitzpatrick Bridge into the Tallapoosa River below, and he is on the phone with us this morning, and we will refer to him as...
Jumper.
The Jumper. Good morning, Jumper.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, let's go back to when it happened. First off, when did you make this jump? We've seen it on YouTube.
I suppose it would have been right there at the end of August.
At the end of August.
And how high is it from where you jump? Because you jump right below, not from the top of the bridge, but basically the railing underneath. How high a jump is it into the water there?
Well, from what I looked up and read, the bridge deck itself is 143 feet, so we're guessing I jumped around 120 feet, give or take.
How deep is it below?
Well, we measured the depth, and it was generally about 30 feet, you know, roughly, right where we jumped up.
So y'all went out and checked that jumper?
Oh, yes, sir. It took us about... I don't know, I'd say about 3 or 4 weeks to get everything in play where we knew what we wanted to do, and to do it, I guess you would say, safely.
And I guess you came from the east side. Is that how you got to the point right in the middle, pretty close to the middle where you jumped?
Yeah, you had to come all the way from that side because from the opposite side of the bridge, you're unable to get up from that side, so you have to come from the long side over.
That's what I noticed, too, by looking at it. Now, you've done these kind of things, obviously, before. What else have you done, and what led you to trying it in Tallahassee?
Well, I guess I have done several jumps. That's probably the highest one I've done, but... It was just something I decided that I wanted to do, and I wanted to see if I was capable of it, and I went and did it.
Question is, why? What makes you want to do that? A lot of people look at that and say, you're crazy. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, everybody does things differently, and I guess I do things that I enjoy, and that's something that I enjoy doing, just to see, you know, what I can do, what I'm capable of, and I decided I wanted to do that.
All right, so...
I don't have a real deep spiritual answer for you or anything.
Well, what's the, I mean, you got to tell us what the feeling is like from the time that you're out there. At least it's a little bit of a dangerous thing to think just to walk out there. It's got to be dangerous. And then when you get there, before you jump, when you're in the air, when you hit, tell us, just take us step by step on how this works.
Well, I guess I got out there and I expected just to, you know, kind of skip right across the bridge and get all the way to a spot where I wanted to jump from, and then there was a couple of people down at the, the boat ramp right there below the bridge, the closest one up, and so I actually had to stop for almost 30 minutes and just wait on the bridge, because I was afraid that, you know, they would get worried or, you know, try to get somebody up there and get me down or something, and so it took me a while for them to, you know, I guess, leave, and so then I got about 3/4 of the way across, and then there's a boat out on the middle pond, and so I stopped and waited for it. So,
How long did it take you to come from the east side?
I guess in between me walking and waiting, just over an hour.
Yeah, and what time of day did you do it? I know you could see daylight.
It would have been like that afternoon. I think we got out there around 2:30 or so, and didn't end up jumping until around about 5.
Are you worried about people seeing you? I mean, are you worried about consequences from this? Is there anything that we, from what we could tell, I don't think we could find anything that said there was anything illegal.
You couldn't see anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise it really. I wouldn't say it was a good idea that I did it, but hopefully that, you know, that just, you know, understand that it's something that somebody did, and hopefully nobody will do it unless they're properly prepared to do that.
Well, all right. We've talked about it. You're there, standing, waiting to jump. Any second thoughts at that point?
That's actually funny you asked that. We had got up there and we had everybody in place and, you know, we're ready to record it. And, you know, I put the thumbs up and everybody else put their thumbs up. And right about that time, an ambulance came across the bridge, and I was like, oh, that's got to be a bad omen. So, you know.
Yeah.
I stepped back for a second and kind of recollected myself. And then, you know, we got, you know, about ready to jump again. And apparently the ambulance was returning from its trip and came right back across. So, you know, I stepped back one more time. I said, okay, well, I'm just going to go this time once I get ready. And then then I just went.
And what does it feel like when you hit the water at that pretty high rate of speed and you're coming again over 100 feet from the air?
Really, I stepped off, and I guess, you know, that feeling when you're in a dream and you're asleep and you're falling and you just feel like, you know, you just feel like you're falling. Well, I had that exact feeling. And then you hit the water, and it's pretty violent. I would say something similar to a car wreck.
You've had a car wreck before?
Yes. And yes, I've had a few of them, and it was, I would say, very, very similar, if not worse.
You know, what about did you injure any body parts? I mean, what do you look like when you come? How far down do you go? I mean, from that high, you said you had 30 feet below you. How far into the water do you go?
I'm not really sure, you know, exactly how deep I went, but I didn't seem to go, I know it seems hard to believe, but I didn't seem to go very deep. It seemed more like my impact was just, you know, a quick thing, and I stopped more quickly, if that makes sense.
And is your body beat up at this point when you come up out of the water? Are you hurting, or what's it like?
I work out pretty regularly, and I trained for a few months to get in shape, and so I was a little bit, you know, I would say just sore, but I didn't have any injuries or bruises or nothing of that nature.
Now, I'm wondering, some people say you didn't do it. A lot of people out there claiming, oh, that's fake. They doctored up the video, and it's just not true. What do you say to those folks?
I mean, if they don't want to believe it, there wouldn't be no way I could make them believe it. So I guess, you know.
Yeah. Hey, well,
yeah.
They, Jumper, they said that you did it. You had to do it twice because they didn't film it the first time. Was that true?
No, that actually wasn't true. That was a one-shot deal there. I'd heard that myself, actually. I thought that was funny. No, we just got it all in one shot where after we got it done with.
Would you do it again?
I would say, like, as a second time, I probably wouldn't. But would I do the first time over? Yeah, it was well worth it.
What would you say to someone who's out there listening who says, oh, he can do it, so I can do it? What would you say to those people?
I would probably warn against that. I've been doing, you know, things of this nature since as long as I can remember, and I really did take time to get in shape and look at what I was doing and how to do it correctly, and it wasn't just something I decided late in the afternoon and just did it on a whim. It was we had people down there on kayaks and people ready to swim, and, you know, so we took a lot of precautions, and it's definitely not a safe thing to do, and so probably advise against that.
Well, there you got it. The interview with the Jumper.
Hey, interesting story. Definitely, it's made the rounds all over town and beyond, and it's, I guess, becoming viral on YouTube as well. Appreciate the time this morning, and we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk again soon. I don't know if we'll talk about you jumping again, but appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. There he is, the Jumper, as we are calling him, a local area man who took the leap from Benjamin Fitzpatrick Bridge of over 100 feet above the Tallapoosa River and live to tell about it. I can't imagine, you know, I'm thinking as he's going out there, I'm like, must be some thoughts there as he's getting ready to go in that this may be it. I may not make it. You got to think that.
Yeah.
But he did. He survived. Whew. I can't imagine how high up it looks when you're standing there looking down from that type of distance.
Well, we can set it up for you to walk out there.
I don't think I want to try. No.